Thursday, mid-70s, much of the day dry, but increasing clouds, chance of a late-day shower. Then showers and storms become likely Thursday night into part of Friday, and then more showers and maybe some storms over the upcoming weekend. Pollen count very high today and medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama lawmakers will introduce legislation today to make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. If put into law, it would be the most restrictive abortion bill in the country and will likely be challenged in court. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting last month. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Cortez Wright with murder and the shooting death of 35-year-old Xavier Smith. Wright is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. And Wednesday will mark 1 month since the deadly tornado in Lee County, and emergency crews are still looking for volunteers to help with recovery efforts. For more information on how you can help, contact the Lee County EMA. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A second woman has come forward with accusations against Joe Biden.
A Connecticut woman is saying the former vice president inappropriately touched her, rubbing noses.
President Trump cut aid to Central American countries amid caravan chaos at the border.
El Paso saw such a spike in migrants that officials were forced to house some of them under this border bridge.
A longtime employee of the White House Personnel Security Office claims 25 people denied clearances because of disqualifying issues in their backgrounds were granted access anyway.
Two Marines have died in a helicopter crash during a training exercise in Arizona.
House Democratic Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler demanding Attorney General Bill Barr turn over the full Mueller report or else face a subpoena.
The CDC says the number of measles cases this year has already surpassed the count for all of 2018. And it's only April.
There's a breakthrough cancer treatment. It can turn your own blood cells into biological weapons that kill cancer cells.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the... Join for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in from the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things that you put in there. People tell me that is the best giveaway in all of Montgomery. And we're very proud of that. We're very pleased with having a relationship with Sweet Creek Farm Market. So go by and see Karen and Reed Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener. And try the Cuban sandwich. They'll have the new strawberries in tomorrow. So give it a shot. And they have those tomatoes that Mike was talking about that were really, really good. They'll have those in either this afternoon or tomorrow. But go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener. If Reed is there, definitely go by and see him because he will take care of you because you're a Dan Marshall listener. Soldier Boy? Soldier Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Marshall.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, my friend?
Fine, sir. Hey, I see our former governor has something in common with Creepy Joe. They both like ears.
Uh-oh.
What's up with that?
Got me.
I don't know. It must be an earlobe fetish going on. I got scared last night, Dan. I was in bed. My dog was sleeping. Next thing you know, my dog was licking my ear. I thought it was Joe Biden in my bed.
Scared you, didn't it?
It scared me, man. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Didn't go back to bed either. I took the dog and put her in a crate. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you believe that the far left is doing this to make sure he keeps out?
Doing this to Joe Biden?
Yes, sir.
I think there are probably some evil sources around there that don't want it to go to an old white guy.
Oh, that far left, huh? Well, it made it sound like they were happy as long as it was any woman breathing.
Well, here's the thing, is that the progressive wing of the Democrat Party thinks that right. If you put an old white guy up at the top of the ticket, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, who is not progressive, so Bernie Sanders passes that piece, then they're going to go backwards in time. They're going to undo a lot of the things that they got done in the last 3 years.
Well, remember, I had called a couple of weeks ago, remember about Creepy Joe bathing in his backyard at his pool with a Secret Service?
Yes.
When he was the vice president?
Yeah, female Secret Service standing post.
So he would get ripped a new one if he ever got into a debate with Mr. Trump.
If we believe Ed Klein, and I have no reason not to believe him, but he's the one that reported that.
Well, you know what's amazing is even CNN and everybody's showing all these pictures on the internet. I mean, they are running with this. And the only person that seems to be protecting old man Biden is who's that little Russian woman in Morning Joe?
Mika?
Yeah, Mika.
Yeah, Mika,
giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, Mika is coming to the defense. And here's the problem is that you can't do all this Kavanaugh, Me Too, and I Believe Her, and all that stuff,
yep,
and not believe these other women.
Hypocrites, right?
That would be what I would think.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. I was like, it's amazing that Me Too is coming out. And now the Me Too has gotten so extreme that any woman that's breathing that says anything, she's telling the truth. And the other person is absolutely lying. It's not believing me. I think the Me Too started out with, you know, listen to what I have to say, listen, and then weigh the facts. But now, as soon as a female seems to open her mouth on the far left, everybody's expected to believe her as it being factual.
Well, here's something else to think about is that, having been involved in a lot of national campaigns, the speed that the Biden people did not react to this tells me a lot that they're not ready for prime time here. And
wow.
If you're about to announce that you're going to be president, you're going to run for president of the United States, you better handle something like this a lot better than he's handled it so far.
That makes absolute sense right there, because you'd go on the offense real quick. Not even on defense, you'd go on the offense. Hey, what'd you think about Jesse not showing up for the NAACP awards?
Oh, Smollett?
Yeah, he didn't show up. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a TV series.
Yeah, I think he knew he wasn't going to win.
Well, I think they were saying this morning that the reason why they thought that he didn't show up is he couldn't handle the heat and couldn't handle the questions because that was going to be brought up.
That could be. I'm not a big watcher of celebrity kind of shows, like things like that.
You're not into okay. is how is Joey doing now that they're in the Final Four? Is he in a happy mood over there at work?
I suppose.
It's a great thing. Tell him, Dan.
It is a great thing. I'm excited about it.
I came in talking about it on Monday, so yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I loved it when the coach and the team at the end of that game, they didn't chant Auburn or Tigers or anything. They chanted SEC for the SEC family, which I was really proud, you know, to back them up, even though, you know, they are a common foe on the football field. But it's good to have somebody in the SEC family in the Final Four.
Absolutely.
After considering everybody always tells us in the media that we're nothing but a football, college football conference, and now look at us, we're doing good. Either Kentucky, either Florida, years when they won national champ, they have a common foe on the football field. And now we have Auburn, you know, winning. All right, guys, I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in. I appreciate it.
Tell your dog I said hi.
I will, sir.
2729-228, that's where we are. Being kissed by his dog. Yeah, I tell you, the reaction time on the Biden group of this was painfully slow, and that they couldn't get it right that fast. They had to know something like that was going to come. We knew it was going to come. Why did they not know it was going to come? That tells me they are loathfully prepared to run for President of the United States. Oops, didn't mean to do that. No wonder it's not connecting. Let's go to the second piece of Judge Napolitano on releasing the full report and the underlying material.
Why would he issue subpoenas to the five other people, Don McGahn, Hope Hicks, Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, and Ann Donaldson?
I don't know why. Well, right. Steve's right. I know why Don McGahn, because he was the White House counsel during this time period and may be familiar with a lot of these things. Look, the Democrats want to know what is in there that is negative about the president, but not negative enough to meet the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt the prosecutors have to meet in order to
charge him. Why would they need to know that?
They don't need to know it, Brian. They want to know it.
They need
it for political reasons. Sure. This is not a legal argument. This is now a political argument.
So if Jerry Nadler wants an unredacted copy of the Mueller report, it's easy. Just change the law.
Wow.
You'd have to change the law.
Well, or persuade a federal judge. Now, here's the troublesome issue for the president. Persuade a federal judge that on balance, the public's right to know what Bob Mueller found out about Donald Trump is greater than Donald Trump's right to privacy. Because the president said, release it all. I don't care. I have nothing to hide. That could be considered a waiver of his right to privacy. It depends on how a federal judge wants to view
it.
Would affect grand jury about him,
right.
Not about about others. Let's just say somebody was investigated whose name we don't know, and there's negative stuff in there, and they decided not to indict. That has to be kept secret. But, Brian, if the whole report comes out, even that won't satisfy the House Judiciary Committee. They will then want the underlying documents.
Yes.
Do you know how many of those there are?
Millions.
Millions. Stone, 2 million pages of documents. White House to Bob Mueller, 1.4 million pages of documents.
They already said they want access to all the evidence.
Yes.
They want the FISA application.
Because in certain respects, not FISA, they want to second guess Bob Mueller and the Attorney General.
Correct.
And that is, it's just a, they're just trying to rake in information so they can use it against Donald Trump, and that's not the way to do business, I can tell you that.
When the president said it himself today in his usual brevity in front of a press gaggle in the Oval Office, is that the Democrats want to start the investigation all over again and come to their own conclusions. That's exactly what they want to do, but they obviously aren't trying to meet some standard of beyond reasonable doubt. They have no burden of proof. They're just looking as they laid out there for dirt.
Fishing expedition, as they would call it.
Yes. Which, I mean, it is their right and their prerogative as, you know, now controlling the House of Representatives and these committees. Congress can do that. But I remember back to when the Republicans controlled that and there was a Democratic president named Barack Obama and there were all sorts of requests and subpoenas. And that was very slow walked. So I expect the same will happen this time around.
Yeah, I really think some of the motivations are different, though. I think that the Republicans genuinely wanted to find out what was going on at DOJ, and they couldn't. get the information. And I think Democrats are scared to death that they're about to get outed.
Hmm.
And it will be very painful. And looking, going back to the Joe Biden campaign operation and handling this thing, this really has been painfully slow, and I think this is a indication that he's not ready for prime time to go do this. One of the big problems that Joe Biden's always had, when it got down to going and doing something on a presidential level, he could never pull it off.
Right.
He would mess up, he would make mistakes, he'd make gaffes, and this is kind of an out-of-the-box gaffe that he's doing. And he's over here talking to people trying to raise money and get them to make commitments so he can beat the $7 million mark. And this has got to get people pause for thought. So we're going to give you money and then you're going to not run? Type thing. I think that certainly is out there. News 93.1, Dan Mars Show. We're going to be back after this brief break.
And this song goes out to Joe Biden, Soldier Boy's dog. Lick it up.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time, I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
I can get, if you know what I mean.
Joey, will you go to World Fair Politics and pick up that Nunes piece?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I can't, my mouse isn't working on my computer, so I can't get to it.
So this is Devin Nunes?
Correct. Under videos.
All right.
Was that Jim Comey saying he deserves the benefit of the doubt?
I think it was, yeah.
I'll play that for sure. I think it's... Look at the time on it, if you could.
This way. 4:50.
Okay. Yeah, definitely got to play that James Comey if it said what I just thought it said. Okay, let's listen to Devin Nunes here.
William Barr appears likely to miss tomorrow's deadline, which Democrats set, to release it to Congress. He says he plans to send lawmakers a redacted version in the coming weeks. This is Republicans are shifting their focus now to investigating Obama-era officials' actions during the 2016 election. They say they want to talk with FBI Director James Comey, ex-Attorney General Loretta Lynch, former CIA Director John Brennan, and ex-FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I want to bring in now Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Good to see you today, Congressman.
Great to be with you, Harris.
Let's talk about how big a fight this potentially could be. Do you see Democrats getting an unredacted version of the Mueller report?
I highly doubt it if there's grand jury testimony in there. But remember, I was actually the first member of Congress to say that we not only need the Mueller report, which I actually call the Mueller dossier because I think it's written by partisans and I don't think there's a lot in there. But what I am interested in learning is how exactly did Mueller's team create this report? Because we know he had a lot of partisan actors in there. So I want to see the underlying information. I want to see the interviews that they did. I want to see who they subpoenaed. I want to see if they had any wiretaps, because we know that these cast of characters, two were kicked off early. We've already caught them of taking exculpatory evidence against Americans and leaving it on the cutting board floor. So we really do want to see not just the report, but the underlying information.
You know, as American people look at this, there has been at least some thought that William Barr always has promised that he would do what he could per rules and regs. Has any of that changed?
No, I think the Attorney General wants to do anything and everything he can. I think full transparency is in order. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands what full transparency means. So the Democrats on the left here, they just want to get their hands on the report so that then that'll probably be classified. There'll be a lot of classified information in there so that they can leak it. So they can leak it to all their buddies in the media so that they can continue on going down rabbit holes of pretending that there was some kind of Russian collusion.
Here's what a new Washington poll shows. 51% of voters want Democrats to stop investigating whether Trump obstructed justice. That's compared with 47% who want them to continue. Everything's seen through a political prism right now. Yeah. My question for you is, can you move on from this issue? And if that polling helps?
Well, we'd love to move on from the issue. However, you know, we are going to make criminal referrals, okay? The House Republicans, we've been doing an investigation for over 2 years. I wish this was over too. I wish we never had to go through what is really 3 years of using our counterintelligence capabilities against a political campaign. So I agree, though, it's going to be very hard. The fact that they ever looked at obstruction of justice because Comey got mad and went and leaked his papers out to the media, an illegal leak, by the way, taking FBI documents, just because that happened, when there was no crime to begin with, how are you going to go after obstruction of justice? It's pretty silly. But I do agree.
He started out the story with exactly what I was saying yesterday, and they said they're doing criminal referrals to the Department of Justice, and I think he's going to mention every one of those people that were mentioned in the front of the story. And that is, I'm starting to feel this thing. Was that the end of it, or did you just stop it?
No, I just paused it.
Okay, hit it.
The American people are split, and that's why full transparency is in order, which means we need to know everything that went into Mueller's dossier. We really need to know how they got that information.
And you've already said you would support and you've pushed for seeing all of it with the Mueller report as per what can be released. Republicans are looking to shift the focus, though, investigating the investigators. And we have them up on the screen here. These are Obama-era officials. Do you see that look back as being politically risky at all?
Well, it should be no surprise to anyone who's out there who's followed the work that the House Republicans have been doing on the Intelligence Committee. We were the first to come out and say that something was really wrong here, something stunk. We now know for sure that they used the counterintelligence services to target a political campaign. They told us that it happened in late July of 2016. We believe it happened much earlier than that. So it's not a matter of politics here. This is a matter of whether or not people broke the law, whether or not they actually lied to the FISA court, whether or not they didn't give Congress all the information, obstructed justice, whether or not they leaked classified information. So, look, these people need to be held accountable. We will make our criminal referral, and we'll see what the Department of Justice does with it.
Ranking Member Nunez, thank you very much. Good to have you on
Thanks,
the program
Harris.
Today.
That was really good. I like that. That's exactly what I was talking about yesterday. And you heard the criminal referrals that they're going to make, and he listed off the people. And I think all this is going to happen within 2 weeks, probably pretty close. Maybe the FISA application will get released with the Mueller report per the behest of Donald Trump. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bo. Hey, Bo, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Daniel, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, blessed by the best. Hey, Joey, how are you today, my friend?
Pretty good, Bo. Good to hear that you're blessed. Blessed by the best.
Yes, sir. Look, it's time to go after, I think, the investigators and all the ones that were responsible for the FISA warrant, dirty dossier and all that, and go after them with the same tenacity and enthusiasm that they went after Donald Trump's associates like Roger Stone and Manafort and all these other ones, Flynn. With the same amount of enthusiasm.
Would you have to see a special counsel assigned to that?
Yeah, a good, a hyper on steroid special counsel. But not but Republicans, stellar conservative Republicans on there.
Boy, you would hear the cat calls from the Democrats if they did that.
Well, I mean, you know what? We're at war with the Democrats. Whenever we wake up and realize that, it's going to be too late, but I mean, this is actual, you know, political civil war, if you will, because they will stop at nothing to win. That's their ultimate goal. It doesn't matter how.
And well, the other thing is they'll stop nothing to not get caught. Because
exactly. And they have the people in place, you know, like the Chicago Smollett. Just think, what president do you know, maybe, I don't know if Reagan encountered the same thing that Trump did in Chicago. Trump couldn't even campaign in Chicago. What candidate do you know that the town shut a viable political candidate for president down where they couldn't go and campaign?
Well, they did campaign once in Chicago, but they got taken over by a mob.
That's what I'm talking about. But I did want to say one thing about Napolitano. I'm trying to figure out whose side is he on, because he sounds like he's kind of trying to come up with talking points and some kind of legal way to back door to go after Trump again. Why would you get on national media and broadcast that? I just don't understand Napolitano's where he's coming from.
Are you talking about in the clip that I played?
Yeah.
I didn't get that from that. Now, he did make a statement that kind of surprised some people a couple of days ago, talking about the fact that he thinks that in the Mueller report there's going to be some things talking about collusion and coordination.
We're talking about getting a federal judge, using a federal judge to some kind of go in the back door way to prosecute Trump. I mean, about something he said on, release the whole thing, unredacted, you know, that kind of thing.
No, what he said is that Barr could go to a federal judge and ask for the subpoena to be quashed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think he will do that.
Well, just what I got out of Napolitano was totally different, because I got, it sounded like he was trying to help the Democrats back engineer a backdoor way to go you know, to go after Trump.
I didn't get that.
He was asked a question about why the Democrats wanted all this, and he was explaining what they might do.
Yeah, but I mean, I can see that.
And it's not that, you know, people are necessarily on sides. And it actually, I wish we had more journalists that didn't pick a side.
Play that clip two, Jason Napolitano again.
All right. Well, it's not. I'm going to have to get out.
Why would he issue subpoenas to the five other people? Don McGahn, Hope Hicks, Steve Bannon, Reince Priebussen, and Donaldson.
I don't know why. Well, right. Steve's right. I know why Don McGahn, because he was the White House counsel during this time period and may be familiar with a lot of these things. Look, the Democrats want to know what is in there that is negative about the president, but not negative enough to meet the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt the prosecutors have to meet in order to charge
him. Why would they need to know that?
They don't need to know it, Brian. They want to know it.
They need
it for political reasons.
Sure.
This is not a legal argument. This is now a political argument.
So if Jerry Nadler wants an unredacted copy of the Mueller report, it's easy. Just change the law.
Wow.
You'd have to change the law.
Well, or persuade a federal judge. Now, here's the troublesome issue for the president. Persuade a federal judge that on balance, the public's right to know what Bob Mueller found out about Donald Trump is greater than Donald Trump's right to privacy. Because the president said, release it all. I don't care. I have nothing to hide. That could be considered a waiver of his right to privacy. It depends on how a federal judge wants to
grand jury
view. Would affect grand jury about him, not about about others. Let's just say somebody was investigated whose name we don't know, and there's negative stuff in there, and they decided not to indict. That has to be kept secret. But, Brian, if the whole report comes out, even that won't satisfy the House Judiciary Committee. They will then want the underlying documents.
Yes.
Do you know how many of those there are?
Millions.
Millions. Stone, 2 million pages of documents. White House to Bob Mueller, 1.4 million pages of documents.
They already said they want access to all the evidence.
Yes.
But they want the FISA application.
Because in certain respects, not FISA, they want to second guess Bob Mueller and the Attorney General.
Hey, Dan.
Yep.
If Napolitano just say was nominated for one of the Chief Justice Officers bench, Chief Justice judge office or bench, who do you think he would most be like?
I think he'd be a strict constitutionalist.
I mean, you think he'd be like Roberts?
Roberts to me is not a strict constitutionalist.
Judge Napolitano, Bo, is one of the most hardcore libertarians I'd know. I think he'd be unlike any other justice you've seen on the Supreme Court since, I don't know, in 100
Scalia.
Years.
Yeah. Scalia would probably be the closest he'd be to.
I think he'd be more libertarian than Scalia. I mean, you would have to go back to the late 1800s, early 1900s to find a judge similar to Napolitano, I think.
Wow. Hey, I appreciate your time.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's go to a break, come back. Let's try to pick up that Comey spot if we could.
The Dan Morris Show.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump on Twitter saying Republicans will wait until after the 2020 election to replace Obamacare.
Last week, the White House and the Department of Justice threw its full support behind a Texas District Court decision that found Obamacare unconstitutional. The president seemed to indicate an urgency to get back into the fray.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House, Democrats calling the move a ruse.
He promises, re-elect me. And maybe you can take a peek at my backup plan after that, which they don't have.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. North Dakota authorities looking for suspects in the killings of four people at a business near Bismarck.
This was very specific to the people that were the victims that were there at the crime scene. There is no indication that the public at large is in any danger.
Mandan Police Chief Jason Ziegler. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A couple of great spring days ahead before another storm system by late in the week. For today, look for mostly sunny skies, high temperature in the upper 60s. Another very chilly night tonight. Definitely jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s with clear skies. Tomorrow, very nice. Perfect spring day. Sunshine, high around 76. Then on Thursday, mid-70s. Much of the day dry, but increasing clouds. Chance of a late day shower. Then showers and storms become likely Thursday night into part of Friday. And then more showers and maybe some storms over the upcoming weekend. Pollen count very high today and medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Guys, don't forget, Levon's got that $29.95 special for your first treatment if you're a new customer to Mosquito Shield. Levon's a great guy. His son is the one who does my yard. And I'm telling you, you don't want those little critters, because we're going to actually have a spring, and so mosquitoes are going to get in your knickers, as they would say. So get ready to copy the telephone number. 334-513-2941. I'm giving you Levon's cell phone. Give him a call. Tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener, that you want that $29.95 special. First application, $29.95 if you're not an existing customer. Give him a try. That's up to a half an acre. And you will really like it, and you will love your outdoors again. I adore my deck because of Levon and the fact that I don't have to deal with mosquitoes. And I've got wet all around me. It used to be a real problem, particularly underneath my deck where there's a lot of moisture under there. Not anymore, though, because I've got Levon helping me get rid of those critters. You want to pick up the Comey piece? This is Comey on CNN talking about the Barr report.
The Attorney General, you did tweet a pretty interesting picture of yourself in the woods, and you said so many questions. That was more than a week ago. Do you feel you've had those questions answered in any more detail in the intervening days?
No. Maybe with the exception of my question about will we get full transparency, I think the more promising signs of that in the recent letter that the Attorney General sent to Congress.
He says that he's going to put it out with some redactions by mid-April. And the thing is, he's also talked about these redactions, and he says that he'll redact secret grand jury testimony, material the intelligence community identifies as potentially compromising sensitive sources and methods, material that could affect other ongoing matters, information that would unduly infringe on the personal privacy and reputational interests of peripheral third parties. Democrats fear that there'll be an attempt to redact issues and elements that might damage the president or be uncomfortable for him. From your perspective, do you have confidence that enough of this will come out to satisfy everybody who wants to see it?
I can't say for sure until we see it. Those are reasonable concerns for Democrats to have. But Bill Barr, our Attorney General, deserves the benefit of the doubt. Give him a chance to show us what he feels like he can't show us. I have to imagine that former Director Mueller wrote the report with an eye towards it being public someday. So I can't imagine a lot needs to be cut out of it. But let's wait and see. The Attorney General deserves that chance.
What is normal redactions in cases like this? I mean, you must have seen a lot of this in your 10 years in all your positions. I mean, the jokes are that it'll all be redacted except for a couple of words. You've just said give him the benefit of the doubt. But what should one expect beyond what he's just said?
Well, you should expect a good faith effort by the Department of Justice to protect the things that are in those categories. You don't want to reveal classified information. You don't want to damage ongoing investigations. You don't want to smear people who have no real part in the investigation. But that's all fairly easy to figure out if you know the case, as Mueller's people do.
And the Democrats promising to subpoena a full unredacted version, do you think they'll win that? And should they, in Congress, elected officials, be allowed to see it with no redactions?
I don't know what would happen in over a subpoena. I do know there's a long tradition of sharing classified sensitive material with the leaders in Congress, chairs of relevant committees. So it's possible you'll see one version go to most of the House and the public, and a more full version go to selected leaders.
You've just said the Attorney General deserves the benefit of the doubt. I guess, look, where do you come down on the immediate sort of Monday morning quarterbacking or analyzing of the little we know of the Mueller report? There's some who said, well, you know, he punted, we don't know what's going on. There are others who say, the Attorney General took that summary of his and scored, quote, a touchdown for the president. What should we make of the fallout in the few days since the report has been, delivered to the Justice Department?
Well, Monday morning quarterbacking, to borrow your term, is a natural thing. There's been a whole lot of it done about decisions I've made. I think what we have to do is just keep an open mind and wait for the details. The Attorney General has to not only share details with the American people of the case, but show us his work. Why did you make the decisions you made? Why did you handle it the way that you did? I'm confident he understands that. He is an institutionalist. He loves the Department of Justice. The only thing he has to lose at this point in his career is his reputation. I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt, and us, uncharacteristically, showing some.
Comey's awfully generous with Bill Barr, which leaves him no room to say that he felt that he did something wrong. It's going to be interesting when this thing finally plops out on the floor. And again, I think the Democrats may be overstepping their bounds, particularly the Nadler effect, and subpoenaing the report so you can just throw it out there. because you're not following the law, and I think that's a great argument that DOJ can make for this. Did you cue up Dershowitz?
Yes.
Let's take a little Dershowitz before we go to the short break.
What we're saying now, which is Mr. Barr gets to handle this. That's how the law works. And Mr. Barr has made it clear that he's going to release it to Congress before he shows it to us. That's his decision. So we're going to let the system work.
Mick Mulvaney over the weekend, acting White House Chief of Staff, reacting to William Barr's decision.
This was this morning, by the way, America's Newsroom.
We're getting word just this past hour, House Judiciary Committee plans to subpoena the entire report this week as Mr. Barr plans to release a redacted version sometime before mid-April. That will miss a deadline that Democrats have been looking for. That's tomorrow, April 2nd. Alan Dershowitz wrote the book, The Case Against the Democratic House Impeaching Trump. And sir, good morning to you. First on the subpoena matter here, do you see this gaining traction on Wednesday as right now we're learning about it?
No, I think even if Barr were hypothetically to refuse to issue anything, there would be no legal basis for a court to compel him to do that. Let me give you a shoe on the other foot hypothetical. Let's go back to Comey announcing that he was not going to indict Hillary Clinton because there was insufficient proof of crime. And let's assume that the Republicans had information that there's a report within the Justice Department that says she's extremely careless in the way she handled it. And there was an effort by Republicans to subpoena that report. First of all, every Democrat would be up in arms saying you don't subpoena reports about people who have not been indicted. That's not the way the Justice Department works. Second, the court would say, no, this is within the executive prerogative. How is this different? Sure, this is a special counsel. The special counsel under the rules has an obligation to file a report with the Attorney General. There's nothing in the rules that require the Attorney General to make the report public, particularly if it contains information critical of people who are not indicted. So this is a political issue. This is a media issue.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
this is not a legal issue.
Let me come back.
You remember, that's what Comey messed up. He was basically saying, here are the things that we looked at Hillary Clinton and we decided not to, you know, what did he say? No good prosecutor would ever say, make an indictment based on that. He kind of broke the rule of the DOJ right there with that. Newstalk 93.1, last segment of the Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Dan Moore Show on Newstalk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Meet Bob, average, everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call, so you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Mm-hmm. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with Dershowitz.
Back to that point here, whether it's April 2nd or April 12th, does 10 days matter that much to someone like you?
Well, it matters a lot because we need to have the Attorney General redact it to make sure there's no national security classified material, no grand jury minutes, and I would submit nothing that is critical of people who have not been indicted and haven't had an opportunity to respond. Remember, this report is inherently one-sided. They didn't listen to testimony from people who are favorable to the subjects. They didn't have cross-examination. And so that's why the Justice Department generally doesn't go beyond saying no indictment. That's why the world, Democrats and Republicans alike, condemned Comey when he said, I'm not going to indict Hillary Clinton, but she engaged in conduct that was extremely careless. Everybody said that was wrong. Why is this different?
Yeah. On this political question here, it seems the Democrats on the committee are preparing their rebuttal, depending on the redactions, no matter how many there are, to allege that there was a cover-up on behalf of Bill Barr and the Department of Justice. You can read between the lines and a lot of the commentary on that already. I'm going to go back to Friday afternoon. This was Bill Barr's letter to Jerry Nadler. He talked about working with the special counsel office, assisting us in the redactions, trying to keep sources and methods private. Our progress is that I will report by mid-April, if not sooner. Then he writes, there are no plans to submit the report to the White House for a privilege review. Does that surprise you, or is that expected?
No, it does surprise me. Generally, there is review. Remember, you can't take back privileged information once it's made public. What Barr might do is release it to select members of Congress who are sworn under oath not to release it to the public, release it at the same time to the White House, let the White House make application for executive privilege, then let a decision be made about whether executive privilege applies. This rush to release is understandable. The American public wants to see this report. They're curious. But the law has to be complied with. And the law generally protects subjects of investigations who haven't been indicted. It protects them by law when it's grand jury material. It's a crime to release grand jury material without the approval of the courts. And it's even a crime to release it to Congress without the approval of the court. So the law has to be complied with, and the shoe on the other foot test has to be applied. Everybody thinking about this must think about this as if this were a Democrat who were being investigated and the Republicans were seeking to get the material, and what would each side be saying and what would the courts be saying? Uh-huh. That's the test that has to be applied if we're not going to have partisan
hypocrisy.
One more point.
Need a quick answer here. When the Mueller report goes up to Congress, when we all see it, is the legal question over, and is it just the political question that exists after that point?
I think it's just the political question, unless there's information in the report that results in impeachable or criminal conduct. But I think otherwise it's completely political and media, and that's what's been pushing this.
Alan Dershowitz live in Florida.
Dershowitz has, during this entire thing, has been probably the most level-headed guy. He certainly is no Republican. He's a Hillary Clinton devotee. But he's done this straight down the middle, and I like that about him.
Did you see the article he wrote and for The Hill taking on CNN? No. Saying that he was banned from CNN.
Oh, yeah. We've actually played a piece of that.
Yeah, he lays it out in writing. It's even more of a forceful case in writing because he can kind of lay out the playing timeline pretty clearly. And the idea is Dershowitz was asked to be on plenty of CNN panels in the first few months of all this, you know, when it started and when Mueller's appointed. And then they realized, oh, this guy who's a Hillary Clinton supporter and always been a Democratic supporter is now, it sounds like he's defending the president of the United States. We can't have this. It's one thing to have one of Trump's Looney Tune spokesmen, you know, stand up for him, but we can't have Alan Dershowitz. And so they just would never invite him back on. I think CNN, and he suggests this, made the decision to say, we are the anti-Trump network. This is our brand.
Yeah, we had Alan Greenwald, who was talking about that and his experience with Dershowitz and that all of a sudden he didn't get invited anymore.
Right, and it's amazing how these, I think, and you know, Glenn Greenwald, for instance, in my mind is not necessarily moderate. He's a pretty, you know, straightforward leftist. Yeah, right. I think that's how he would describe himself. So I think it confuses the narrative. You have people on your so-called side disagreeing with the narrative the mainstream media is trying to push and the Democratic Party is trying to push. I just wish journalists would get back to, for lack of a better word, be political eunuchs. Stop it with, you know, this incestuous relationship with people in power.
That's why I thought the Sarah Carter, John Solomon piece was really insightful about the way they see it. And they are. People, they want to be friends with the people in power. And that became a problem for the media. We have the head, the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police president on... talking about the Smollett case. Let's listen in.
What side are you on? What side are you on, my people?
Dueling rallies in Chicago over the Jussie Smollett case. Protesters led by Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police calling on prosecutor Kim Fox just to resign, while Fox's supporters held their own rally. Here to discuss is the president of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, Kevin Graham. Kevin, what message did you have yesterday? Resign or bring attention to or reverse?
We had several messages, but the main message was that there are laws on the books, they have to be enforced, or they don't mean anything. So either you have to get on a board and start prosecuting people and make sure that they go to court and are adjudicated properly, or we're going to be seeking somebody else in the next election.
And you tell... go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. Well, I don't know that she's going to step down, and my board is going to meet later today. We have a board meeting, and we're going to be discussing what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, you know, the Chicago Police Department, very unionized and very organized, and they can really have an impact on this. I think this Kim Fox lady may be in a little bit of political trouble here, and she's saying she welcomes an investigation into this. Well, she may get exactly what she wants. Let's listen to the second part of the Fraternal Order of Police talk about the police presence and outside investigation. He's going to make a comment on it.
She said she would welcome analysis from the outside and other boards to decide, to see everything that she saw and see if they come up with a different decision. So is that showing openness?
I hope she does. I hope she. I hope the FBI comes in, takes a look at that, takes a look at the correspondence between her and a private attorney, see if she really did recuse herself, see if a special prosecutor should have been appointed, as other state's attorneys and prosecutors around the country has said, and see how that goes. If she's open to that, boy, that's going to be a change of pace.
Guys, don't forget about LeVon Wessel and getting rid of those mosquitoes. You're going to have a nice weekend coming up. I'd get on the docket with him. I'm going to give you the telephone number again, 334-513-2940, $29.95, first application special if you're not an existing client. You will love these folks. I promise you it's going to change your world.